We're on. Good morning, everyone. Sorry I was 7 minutes late. But we'll call to order the February 24th, 2015 Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. And first item on our agenda, as always, is approval of the minutes of the previous meeting. And those have already been circulated to the board. Motion on that?
So moved. Minutes have been approved unanimously. The next item on the agenda is old business, and there we have a request for rehearing at 3 Brandel Way. We'll hear from staff at this time on this matter.
Mr. Chairman, as you'll recall, at the meeting of January 27th, the petitioner, Ms. Martha Johnson, had requested a 25-foot front yard setback variance in order to address a construction that was underway of a detached garage at the property at 3 Brandel Way. She was notified by Chatham County that the garage was not permitted, both in terms of detached garages in the front yards at residential lots, as well as the fact that the person who constructed the garage did not get a permit from the county. Based on a number of findings, the board ruled last month that to deny the requested setback variance, and the petitioner has requested a rehearing, or is here today to request a rehearing. What we would need from the board today is two actions. One, to choose whether or not to rehear this item, and then if so, to make a ruling on what Ms. Johnson will present today, which is a decrease in the previously requested setback amount, as well as the intention to attach the proposed garage to the existing residence, as detached garages are not allowed. There is a photograph of the structure as it exists now. It's partially constructed, as you can see. There is one other bit of evidence that I'd like to bring forth. As we discussed at the last meeting, for those who may not have been here, the petitioner initially began the construction, and upon being cited by Chatham County Building Safety, at that time it was not completely in this condition, but was told that they would need a permit but could continue to work. So they did a little more work between the point in which they were initially cited and the point at which the construction came to a halt. So this is where it stands now, and the petitioner is going to propose today to decrease the encroachment and to attach it to the residence. I believe they met with County Building Safety staff to address ways in which they could attach the structure to the residence.
I have a question for staff. On what basis were they told to continue working?
That was an error of the inspector who was on site that day.
That's fine. And what was that, mainly just to dry it in to protect what was already up there? Or why was that, do you know? Why they were told that they could do that?
Typically, our building inspectors would check on construction where there's a questionable issue. In this case, it was a zoning inspector, and she just made a mistake. There's no other way to put it. She understood that in cases like what you're referring to with a roof, we will typically allow them to
dry it in,
protect the structure, but not continue beyond that point. I don't know what condition the structure was in at the time she saw it, so I can't say what up beyond what I said that she thought, because she knew in some cases we allowed that, it would be all right for them to continue. Unfortunately, it was 3 or 4 days before they even came in and applied for the permit.
Okay. And that has been applied for?
Yes.
And do we know the status of that?
Well, it was denied based on the fact that it was encroaching into the front setback in a detached structure, and that's when it came before y'all. If I might, and Ms. Johnson will probably explain this, she said she did not understand she could request when she would propose when she was here last time to request a lesser variance. She didn't understand she had the option to do that. So that, I think, is the basis of her coming in today.
Marcus, you said detached garages are not allowed.
In front yards, yes, sir.
By the zoning ordinance?
That's right, yes, sir.
But she now proposes to attach it and to shrink the encroachment.
Yes.
Do we have any neighborhood pictures? I mean, I noticed that their front yard adjoins somebody's backyard, and there's a fence all along one side.
Yeah, there's a lot adjacent to this. Let me show it to you.
Do we need a motion to further discussion on this, or is this?
A motion as to whether the question
is right
okay.
At this point.
If we can.
This is the location of Mrs. Johnson's property. This is an adjacent lot. You can see the house on this lot actually fronts onto Glen Oaks Drive. But this is all one lot.
And which is the subject property?
Right here.
Yeah, okay.
Her driveway. In the rear yard.
Yeah.
So really it's behind. It's got two rear yard spaces on the side.
Yes. Yeah. And the property below her house is not to be developed, or?
Well,
this house is already developed on this. This is one lot.
Right.
One.
Mm-hmm.
So she knows
that. But it could be subdivided.
I believe it's a detention pond or something like that.
Yeah, it's a drainage.
Okay, so it cannot be divided.
So if you know that, I may be facing the
Do we have standing to review this?
Yes.
No, I think we need to hear from the petitioner and
if somebody who voted on the prevailing side last time wants to move to reconsider, then we can bring it back up.
How long
will that be? No, I don't see it now.
I was going to put it in.
On the prevailing side.
Yeah.
Pull it up. somebody on the prevailing side can make a motion to reconsider.
Well, I was the previous time, I was on the prevailing side, so I move we rehear this.
All right, then I'll second it. I think I was on the prevailing side. Doesn't matter. Let's hear it.
All right, then move the second to rehear.
Let's take the voice vote.
Signed in this morning?
Yes.
All right, will you raise your right hand? Please spread your testimony here for this new hearing will be the truth.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I'm here again, very nervous, but I'm here. To state that I'd like to, if the board approves, to shorten the length of it and to have it attached to the roof. I spent quite a bit of money. I've already spent $4,600. I don't know if I have to take it out. I don't know what it's gonna cost me to do that. So I'm asking for, I'd say about a 15-foot onto the driveway and then attach the building itself to the roof.
Ms. Johnson, do you have any drawings or estimates from your contractor or anything that will show us what it's going to look like?
I don't. Because actually it wasn't a contractor drawing for me, it was just a friend, so I don't have
it. But your friend hasn't given you any drawings that will show you how it's going to be. I mean, that's going to be
I have the original ones, but I don't have any one for the new.
For the new plan.
No, ma'am. But they told me it needed to be attached to the actual structure of the house, so we're going to do that and then shorten it.
When you say shorten it, what do you mean by short? Shorten what?
Shorten the length of the carport itself.
So it's currently how long?
It's about 25, I think it is.
And you're going to shorten it to what?
15.
So are you going to be able to get a car in that?
It's going to be... We're trying to put it in for at least one car length. Now four cars can get under. We're going to try to shorten it so it'll be just for one car length.
Mm-hmm. Would it be possible for you to get someone to draw out, measure it out, and put it on paper? You're just going to need that for a permit. To get a permit, does she have to have a drawing of what she's proposing to do?
Well, she already has a... She's already submitted a permit. What she would need to do is submit revised drawings.
That's what I'm asking.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Can we
continue
this until we have the drawings?
I believe the answer to that would be yes. We can always continue. I mean, my personal opinion is as long as it meets the code, building code, and the way it's tied into the roof, it has to be tied in, it has to have hurricane clips and stuff. As long as it meets that code, I mean, we're not really here for appearance.
No.
But I understand where you're going, just as, and personally, cutting it, yeah, I don't have as much a problem with the setback as I do tying it in, because it's detached in a front yard. That looks worse, and it adjoins a, there are no houses adjacent to it, or directly adjacent to it, with front yards. The one is a rear yard, and the other one's a vacant lot or a retention area. I mean, as long as it's tied in correctly, that's what I stand.
We
just
don't know exactly what the encroachment would be. That's why we need to have a plan.
Well, the encroachment currently is 25 feet, correct?
Yes.
Correct. Okay.
If I may, just to clarify the question about the drawings, the board can essentially make two actions, either continue it until those drawings are available, or any ruling that you make regarding a setback, the petitioner will just have to provide that drawing in order to get a permit. So as long as it would meet the whatever that number may be, then Mr. Seabed could approve it based on that.
So currently the encroachment is 25 feet, and the applicant is asking to have an encroachment of 15 feet. Is that,
yes.
Did I hear that correctly?
Yes.
So pull the,
yes, sir.
Essentially pull the structure back 10 feet.
Yes.
And if their drawing showed that at the time they received the permit, they would be within the approval.
That's what they said, that the tie-in.
Mr. Noah's, I'll say this, he's worried about the tie-in process. I, out of curiosity, searched what the length of that Ford Explorer is, and it's 15.9 feet. It's almost 16-foot-long car, so are we building something where cars are going to be hanging out in the back, or are we really going to need a 16-foot variance and not a 15-foot variance? My concern is we're kind of in an ad hoc place here, just making up numbers and not knowing what's actually needed for you, petitioner. I mean, you don't want to build something and then you have cars hanging out the back of it. I assume the goal is to have the car covered. So that's one issue I have, and the other is, I believe the petitioner mentioned neighbor comments last month, and are we going to have a variance? Frequent variances now in this neighborhood, and therefore we're forced in a position to grant them all.
There are many out there. There are many of them there, and a lot of them are just metal ones that are not detached. They're on Brandonwood Drive, they're on Glen Oak, where he just showed you. And they're if it was, and I think what really got me was, and with the permit and everything, people were putting them up and they were, nothing was said or anything. So I'm saying, I'm gonna do this too. I wanna get one, I wanna build one, not knowing that I need what I needed in order to do that, you know? So, and I didn't have a contract. That was it, so.
Marcus, do you have a recommendation for us?
That's why I'm Jump sitting in. Down here. And to answer your question, what I'll say is that when we initially reviewed this, the staff recommendation was for denial. That was based on the fact that the structure is detached, which is not an allowed use in this particular district, and also the fact that this type of structure was not common, in my opinion, to what the development pattern of the neighborhood is. I would not say that detached garages or carports are common in the overall Brendel area.
As originally constructed or as the neighborhood has evolved?
Well, as originally constructed, I would say that there are, as Ms. Johnson said, there are some in the neighborhood. If I had to guess, I would say some of them are not permitted, or were not permitted. Some of them are what you would call a pole barn type carport, you know, and some are not as well constructed as as Mrs. Johnson's appears to be?
I'm just looking through the neighborhood. That's what I've been up here doing. That's what I've been listening and talking. And I see others in the neighborhood. And I can't tell what their setbacks are. Some of these houses look like they probably, this one looks like it has a further setback. So I don't know if that one's actually encroaching or not. You know, some of these are on circles. So they have different lots. And of course, we have different considerations for different types of lots. And
you know, we've had this situation before where we've had to look at a request like this and compare it to other things that have been done in the neighborhood without having all the information on those other projects. You know, we don't know with certainty whether other structures are legal or not legal or encroaching or not encroaching. And I think it's been the board's position to try to focus particularly on the petition that's here today and not necessarily all the things that have developed over the years within the neighborhood.
Myself, I typically do look at the neighborhoods. I think the board overall does like stick to the one, and I have a real concern that we're going to have a lot more requests here in this neighborhood, and that's a concern of mine at least. So, and I say this while you're standing here, Ms. Johnson, because I'd like you to speak to it if you have any thoughts on that.
Well, I mean, I'm not responsible for my neighbor and what they have. I just, like I said, when I started because I wanted to have a carport out front. If it's not right, I'm trying to make it right or to at least make it better. I'm not trying to go against any rules or regulations that you have. I'm trying to stay within whatever it is. But like I said, I didn't know when I started how it was going to be, you know. I would have never, honestly, when Inspector Carpenter came past, they only had the poles. They only had the poles. She came past on a Monday, and they only had the poles up. There would have never been a roof on this building if I had known that I couldn't do this. And she told them to continue to work. So they continue to work. Meanwhile, I'm putting out money, and I shouldn't have been because it was against whatever the law
was. Who built this for you?
A friend of mine named Paul.
So I'm clear on this. You only had poles up when the county inspector came out.
The county inspector came.
And you told her what? Or they told her what?
Told her. She asked them for the permit, and she told them that they had time to get it. Just have it by Friday. So they could continue to work. So that was, for me, I spent money when they continued to work because there was no top or anything on that building.
I got you. A question for staff. Are you familiar with what stage this was at when?
I am not.
Okay.
I have no reason to doubt what Ms. Johnson says, but I do not know.
I thought they told her personally. I didn't know that the county told someone else. And
Ms. Johnson was at work, I believe.
I was at work, but she admits to him that she told him to continue to work.
Well,
I mean, it should have been stopped right there from what Mrs. Seabrek told me later.
Right.
It should have stopped at that point.
I can't hear what somebody told you that someone said, so, but, okay. I'm clear.
I guess, are we in board discussion? There is here.
I think we can just all speak freely.
I think that this is such a unique location within the subdivision. The respect that it is bordered by a backyard on one side and a drainage structure of some sort on the other, that it will not interrupt the integrity of the neighborhood to do this one unique project. I'm inclined to vote in favor of the petitioner's request to encroach no more than 15 feet in the setback and to also attach the garage and be done with this and call it a very unique situation under all the circumstances that we discussed.
Can I say, Mr. Go ahead.
I'm thinking out loud. I'm not making a motion.
My concern is that we build something, or they build something that's not usable, and
I don't think that's in our purview.
Well, I understand, but I mean, the intent was to cover cars.
I don't think it's usable either, but that's what she's asked for. And I'm not inclined to give a 20-foot encroachment variance. So she knows what she's doing.
I'm with you in spirit, but I really do think we need to see drawings before we...
Well, if we say that it cannot encroach more than 15 feet, that gives the staff a chance to review the drawings and get on with this project.
But I think Quentin's got a really good point. I mean, if the car is 16 feet long...
So what?
The standard parking place is 20 feet long.
It's actually longer than that. Well, the parking space is. The garage is actually 24 feet.
22 feet.
And if it's 20, if it encroaches, if it were 22 feet long, how long is this now? 25 feet?
Yes, sir.
So the request would be for an encroachment of
15 feet.
No, not
if it were 22 feet long. Oh, I'm sorry. If it were a standard structure, it'd be 22 feet long, so we'd
22-foot encroachment, essentially.
I wouldn't be in favor of voting for that.
So the house is already...
The front of the house, yes.
If you look at the third picture, it looks like the property line, I'm assuming, is the fence. And it looks like it may stick out several feet past that. Is that correct, Ms. Dotson?
I didn't understand.
The fence to the right of your home, next to the power box, how far toward the road does the structure stick out past the fence? Now go to number three.
Oh, it's a little shorter than, I can't tell you in feet, but it's a little shorter than the fence.
So it doesn't go out to the fence?
No.
To the property?
No.
I think the fence maybe was put there because of the power box. So I suspect the property line is so. If you look at, there's actually a chain link fence on the other side of the property.
Right.
And it's out farther. That appears to be a property corner.
Okay.
I agree with Ms. Ross that it probably would help you if you had some drawings so that you could see exactly what was going to be needed to cover your car as well as connect it to the house. Potential costs and so forth, I think, would be easier to estimate, and then we would know what it's going to look like. And I think that is what we normally require when we're viewing this, is to have some idea of what, in fact, we're going to vote on. I realize that holds you up, but I think it would be to your benefit as well as ours for us to know how it's going to be structured. I think we all are in favor of trying to help you with this situation, but I think we need a little more information.
I'd say that I think Ms. Rosen is technically correct in saying we could vote for variance and give the parameters and that be that. However, it is quite common for us to have drawings and have a firm idea of what it is we're voting on versus a theory, and that is the preference. So I'm technically correct. I can understand the hesitation of other board members who would like to see what it is they're actually being asked to vote on and how it looks and where the lines actually will be. I have real reservations. I mean, I guess I have reservations with the person who's building this. And are they going to do what they need to once they go back to do that?
Well, and I have to admit, I do too. If they didn't know that she needed a permit, I don't know that, I just feel in order to help protect you and your house, that it would be helpful to you as well as us to see what in fact he's going to build.
This is just a sketch of what was previously submitted for the originally requested encroachment. It shows the
Marcus, does it show that the relationship of the new structure to the setback line?
No.
It does not.
It does not.
But you stated that the setback line was the front of the house.
Right.
Okay. That's why I want you to have a park permit, but I can't do it without drawings. As much to hold the building, speak to the buyers.
They can do it.
In the interest of trying to give Ms. Johnson every bit of doubt that we can, if y'all will continue this, I'll get out there and we'll measure the exact length of the structure now, because I suspect it's actually more than 25 feet. Because if you notice, the left side of the house is set farther out than the right side of the house, which is a more or less accurate depiction of the way the structure is, and that left side of the house is at the setback line, so I'm thinking the actual structure is probably 30 feet long with a 25-foot setback from the property line. And we do not have a measurement on the drawings that we have, but we can go out and do that if y'all are willing to continue this so we can get you some at least accurate information on what is out there.
I'll move to continue.
I have a question. Let me ask you, if we do this, is that drawing properly measured, showing setbacks enough to give you the sense? Or are you looking for architectural drawings?
Oh, I see. As long as it's accurate.
Well, I would think any drawing should be accurate. Yeah.
You'd be surprised what we get.
I think that with county staff's assistance, an accurate drawing could be rendered.
And I think it would be our duty to assist her in that if we could, your department.
We can do that.
Thank you.
And properly moved and seconded.
And Ms. Williams, you understand what we're suggesting? Mr. Seebeck is going to go out and measure.
Yes, ma'am.
And the county staff is going to help you get your drawings.
And you'll have to get someone to do it, but.
I want to make sure that the motion states that we're continuing the public hearing.
Yes.
Minutes.
All right,
well, Johnson, thank you for coming back. And sorry, we're pushed out another month. We'll be seeing each other again in March, but hopefully for the final time on this one, and we'll get something that's, I hope we get something that's usable for you.
By Easter.
So, I make the request when you come back and make sure it's something usable and minimal on the encroachment.
Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. We'll now move on to the regular agenda for this morning's meeting. The next item is 2615 Norwood Avenue. There's a front yard setback variance request. And at this time, we'll hear from staff on this matter. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, the petitioner is requesting a 25-foot front yard setback variance from the 85-foot requirement for the construction of a single-family residence at 2615 Norwood Avenue. This property had previously had a single-family residence on it and is currently vacant, and petitioner intends to construct a new residence at this property. You can see highlighted on this tax map the subject property located here. There are a number of developed lots along Norwood Avenue. In fact, most of these lots are developed with single-family residences. In a general overview of the street, it seemed to be true that many of the residences on Norwood in this section, before you get to LaRoche, are within the current setback requirement. Many of these houses were built prior to the regulation, but there is a substantially equal development pattern in terms of setbacks in the neighborhood. The fact that Norwood Avenue is classified as an arterial roadway is where the 85-foot requirement comes from, which would seem like a lot on this particular street in terms of a setback, but that is the case. The majority of the residents in the block range between 50 and 80 feet from the center line of the roadway. As I mentioned, most of them were constructed prior to this particular regulation being in existence. There is one house immediately adjacent to the subject property that is set back further, but the general condition is, like I mentioned, between 50 and 80 feet, but most of them are around 60. What the petitioner is proposing is consistent with the pattern, it just is not consistent with the regulation. This is a picture of the lot. You can see the adjacent property, which the proposed structure would line up with. Based on the nature of the pattern along Norwood, staff is recommending approval of the requested setback variance so that the existing development pattern can be maintained.
Any questions for staff?
Is this house under construction by the picture that I'm seeing?
There's some work being done on the lot. The house itself is not, there's no vertical construction at this time.
Okay.
Any other questions for staff?
Do any of the houses along here meet the currently required setback?
There are only one, which is at the corner. I'm sorry, there are two. One is at the corner of Norwood and LaRoche. That is a large lot. I think it's about 3 acres that meets the setback. And then one additional house immediately east of this house is about 120 feet from the center line. But other than that, all the houses, I think there were nine along Norwood, are between 60 and 80 feet from the center line. There's probably some question as to whether or not Norwood should really be classified as an arterial road, but because of the amount of traffic of people using it to get to and from Alahope and the LaRoche area, it's probably why that is.
No concerns from the public?
No, ma'am. We did get one call from the adjacent property owner who, at least by phone, said that he was for it as long as the property was going to line up with other properties on the road.
No other questions, staff? Petitioner? Here?
I'm just getting in from my boss. Okay.
Anything you want to add?
No.
Okay. Anyone here from the public to speak on this matter? Not? Very much.
I move we accept staff's recommendation.
Second. We'll vote at this time.
Thank you.
Approved unanimously. Easy morning's work for you.
Thank you.
The next item on our regular agenda is 9515 Whitfield Avenue, a side yard setback variance request. And with time, we'll hear from staff on this matter. Chairman and members of the board, this item is a side yard setback variance request of 3 foot 4 inches for property at 9515 Whitfield Avenue. This is a tax map identifying the parcel. It's just south of Bethesda Road, or what used to be Bethesda Road. That's closed now. It's still technically Bethesda Road. The petitioner is requesting a 3 foot 4 inch side yard setback variance with the intent of constructing a 20 by 8 addition to the residence that would leave a 6 foot 8 inch setback between the petitioner's property and the adjacent property. The required side yard setback in the zoning district is 10 feet. You can see the residence located here. The petitioner's intent is to construct the addition in this area of the house. If you look, well, I probably need to blow this picture up a little bit. If you see that side of the house, there's sort of a portion that juts out toward the rear, and the new construction would be in that area. Subject property is approximately 80 feet in width and 400 feet in depth. It was a little difficult to get aerial photography because of the substantial tree cover. But this sketch shows the proposed addition, Whitfield Avenue, and this sketch is out here. So this would be the front of the house and the area of the proposed addition. This was that jut out that I showed you in the photograph. There is a substantial vegetative buffer between the petitioner's property and the adjacent property. And the other factor, as staff found, saw it, was that the adjacent property on this side, the house sits significantly further back, over 100 feet from this house. Staff found that relief in this case would not impact neighboring properties or the neighborhood in general, and recommended and are recommending approval of the 3 foot 4 inch side yard setback variance.
I have two questions for you. The adjacent property north or west of this property, are you aware of the side yard setback that they built to their garage or carport? And then while you're looking at that, the driveway to this property is on the south or left side of the home, is that correct?
That's right, yes.
And do we know the total width of the current house? Is there adequate room for emergency equipment to go to the rear of the house?
Oh, I follow you mean here?
Yes.
The total width of the lot is 80 feet and the total width of the house.
I can't see it if it's on there. I see the 8 and that's it.
It's not to scale.
This is another one of these
acrobatics. We can take a look at that.
I mean, the petitioner may have the answer.
Yes.
Go ahead and stand up, and he's going to swear you in so you can answer those two questions for me.
Have you already signed in?
Yes.
All right. If you raise your right hand, you swear the testimony you'll present this morning will be the truth.
I do, so help me God.
And please take your name. Switch places. There's a microphone. Please state your name.
Oh, John Pelly. Yes, I've had a regular dump truck pump a load of dirt in the backyard. So there is access on the south side of the house to get back, to get a dump truck.
What's the total width of your home?
Off the top of my head, I don't know. But I might have that in my notes. So I might.
Should be on the tax record.
It might be actually two. It was just constructed.
There you go.
26, 10, 8, 34, 44, and 2, 47, 84. Okay, I'm good.
That's not 65.
Yeah, of course. You got 10 foot off the land, so. Mr. Pelley, we have the dimensions. We're good. Well, I'm good with that. And I was just wondering on the adjacent property, just north of that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what is their side yard setback? That's a newly built.
They're required 10 feet, but I'll show you this view.
Obviously the lines are skewed a bit.
Yeah, these lines are.
And the other half, see the parking, see the little house. Briefly, that's the one we approved when we built a cottage in the back. And the library up front. Remember that? And we're still.
Is that, God, what's the council?
Council. Steve, I mean,
one of them.
Yeah, one of them. And then the layer is right there. But that garage is right on the line, I believe. Carport, I mean, whatever it's called.
I believe he got a 5-foot setback for the garage.
That's what I'm trying to find out.
I just want to say I remember that y'all gave him a 5-foot side yard setback for the
Could
garage.
Could you put that on the record, please? I'm asking the question.
Can't say for certain. I believe that's what I remember.
It's adjacent to it.
But that's on the north side of the property,
right.
So that wouldn't impact this site.
It's back to back.
Oh.
What are those adjacent structures at the bottom?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
We're talking about here?
Yeah.
This is this actually kind of disregard the green line. This is a garage that's associated with this house. And this is a accessory building associated with Mr. Pelley's property. Is that correct?
Okay.
For the record, I believe that there was a variance given to the adjacent property to the north for his carport.
But it's on the north side of the property.
It's on the south side of the property. It's right up against Mr. Pelley's. When you drive in, you turn to the left to get into the carport.
That's right. This building you're talking about, right?
Yes.
Yes. You drive in here.
And then turn in. And that was for an accessory structure, not the primary residence, which I think I'm a little more lenient on primary residences as I am an outbuilder.
Point to the house, Mr. Pelley's house
it's
on
under
that.
The trees.
It's under the trees, yeah. So it's not close to those two structures.
No, that's its way to the on the window side. It's more in line. See the little house?
Yeah,
two lots
yeah.
up?
Yeah.
The cottage is more in line with that.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit further back.
Yeah.
I'd I'd like to make a motion. Are there any other questions?
No one's here from the public.
I make a motion that we approve the staff's recommendation for approval. As this would cause no harm or detriment to the community.
Pretty unanimous.
I was going to say, this is crazy.
Never had.
It's the well. That's because we can't wait to hear what Jeff has to say.
Oh, no problem. Okay. They can fill you in. There's nothing. No. Nothing urgent.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we can adjourn, and now we're just going into educational.